Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews from the Music Spot and one from Arts and Culture. The first interview is with Ezra Brooks, a relatively new singer-songwriter to the Canadian music industry. Etienne Bélanger, who goes by Ezra Brooks, has been pumping out quality music since summer of 2021, and is continuing this trajectory with his new single, Cherry Shirt. The second interview is with Rocio Mata. Curated by Rocio Mata Oca, who holds a doctorate in cultural anthropology, the exhibition Visible Cities presents the unique cosmovision of Peruvian artist Carlo Franco Stella Atencio. The third interview is with Garrett Neelys. Garrett Neelys is realizing the depth that comes with maturity. The Winnipeg, Manitoba pop artist picked up the guitar as a way to connect, and despite some time off for school and other pursuits, has been working on that dream ever since. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after some music, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, why do we get dizzy when we spin around? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
tarde, meu bem. Como você está? Tudo bem?
Sunshine only causes rain. I ask him why, but he don't care. just want to say that I don't blame anyone. Always in my mind, finally got it done. Pray for sunshine, wonder why there is rain. Ask me why, but I'll get to explain.
A relatively new singer-songwriter to the Canadian music industry, Étienne Bélanger, who goes by Ezra Brooks, has been pumping out quality music since summer of 2021 and is continuing this trajectory with his new single, Cherry Shirt. With us today, we have Ezra Brooks. Hi, Ezra, and welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
I'm Ezra Brooks. I'm an alternative singer-songwriter from the East Coast. I come from New Brunswick, and I currently reside in Toronto, Ontario. I only started writing music when I was 16, so I think it's only after that time that I decided I wanted to pursue music full-time. However, music has always been like a passion of mine, and I always knew I wanted to be in the music industry regardless. I am currently studying here in Toronto in music and currently pursuing music full-time.
Who produces your music and what has made this a good experience?
So I have worked with many people on my music, but recently and on this upcoming album, I have been working with a producer here in Toronto. It's a small recording studio called Mirror Stage Studio. And we've been really having some fun working on this album, kind of seeing what different sounds we could get and what different genres we could merge together to kind of create our own aesthetic and our own vibe. So I feel like people are going to be surprised by the end when this album is released and we can kind of show them what we've been working on for so long.
Who are your bandmates and what does everyone play or do?
So surprisingly, I do everything myself, or maybe I shouldn't say that, with the help of my producer. So I can play piano a little bit, so usually I would come up with a melody, I write all my songs as well. And then I would work on the melody, play the piano, and then I would send the track over to him and tell him kind of what instrumentation I would like, and he's a very multi-talented producer, and he's able to play a lot of instruments, so he kind of builds up the track from there. And then with a couple of drafts, we can see and then kind of finish with an end product that we really like. So, but if we were to go on tour this summer for the album, I have some friends over in the program that I know very well that would come on tour with me. So,
any names you want to mention? Anybody in the community?
Yeah, well, I have a friend called Azuma. He's a wonderful new drummer that's around town, and as well as Jin, which is a pianist that she would be joining me. And we have a bassist called Pedro, so.
You're releasing a single called Cherry Shirt. What is the story behind this song?
So this song kind of emits the feeling of an early relationship or like falling in love with someone, those first emotions of really questioning yourself and being like, does this person really love me? Can I be vulnerable with them? Can I be who I really am? And it's kind of like going through all these mixed emotions where you think the person really likes you, but you still doubt yourself because we all have those inner doubts. Writing the song, I knew I kind of wanted it to be a like pop punk alternative sound to it that people could turn on and scream in their car and kind of all relate to. So that's kind of the sound we started with, and we kind of grew from there, and we ended up with this kind of cool pop track that with an amazing chorus that's really emits those powerful emotions that you get early on.
May we hear some of your music?
Absolutely.
This is Cherry Shirt on the Wednesday Morning After.
It's 29 and sunshine through the day. You're sipping wine, but you don't like the taste. And I love how you care about your hair, my darling. Already tired, but it's just the way I feel. No cigarettes, no whiskey could bring me near.
And I think this could last all this summer, sweet. Can't pretend that I don't miss you, darling. And if you're holding somebody's hand, then I swear I'd be dying. And if I told you I love you, would you say it back? If I told you I'm broke, would you give me cash? Would you just put on town, heading outbound. Got your song in my head, sing it loud and proud, saying I'm not the one, no, I'm not the one. I'm heading south, drove about halfway down California, babe. Don't call me now, say.
What is the name of your new album, and what can we expect from this masterpiece?
As much as I would like to tell you the name of the album, that is still in progress. We have been working so hard, and you know, we're kind of still developing what kind of vibe we want, and it's, we have a few ideas in mind, but I don't want to say anything out there right now, because I don't want to be changing the names over the next couple weeks. But it's, all I can say is that this album will be very aesthetically pleasing. I think the visuals we have planned will match the sound. It's going to be very diverse. I think it's not something you really would expect in music these days. There's going to be a lot of themes of nostalgia and memory and kind of future reflection as well. I hope people can relate to and dive in and enjoy throughout this album.
May we hear some more of your music?
We surely can.
Let's share a taste from the album. This is Baby Blue on CKUT.
Hey, baby blue, we've been talking since the beginning of June, and July has left me feeling so confused. Won't you come here, baby blue? Wasted on you. Sun just lying naked in my room, picking daisies on a summer afternoon. Won't you kiss me, baby blue? Sipping cola with a friend on the lawn, in your blue sweatshirt lying. He isn't even gone. As we're lying there with my fingers in your head, never felt such ease with a woman. It's like you're setting a spell on me. She said, let's grab a drink, and we ran inside alone and jumped down on the bed. That's when I knew that I had met my love. Hey, baby blue, we've been talking since the beginning of June, and July has left me feeling so confused. Won't you come? July has left me feeling so confused.
won't you come here, baby blue? Wasted on you, with no sun, just lying naked in my room, picking daisies on a summer afternoon. Won't you kiss me, baby blue? Oh, I love you. Feels like summer.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
Well, I am excited to say that over this summer we have a tour planned as well as a lot of distribution. So this is my debut album, so my very first album that I will release. You can expect the album in mid-July, early August, and all the merch and everything will be ready by then. In the meantime, feel free. All my music is on my streaming platforms right now. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, any streaming platforms, as well as a couple of music videos and even some documentaries on YouTube, so you can dive in.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Ezra Brooks speaking about his music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Curated by Rocio Mata Ocha, who holds a doctorate in cultural anthropology, the exhibition Visible Cities presents the unique cosmovision of Peruvian artist Carlo Franco Stella Atencio. His drawings introduce us to three cities, one where he used to live, one where he lives currently, and another he envisions for the future. Through his work, Stella Atencio, who lives with schizophrenia, renders visible cities only he can see and wishes to share with us. The artist claims he was born in Huancanova, a city from the Inca era, governed by justice and equality, which would have been destroyed in the second Spanish invasion in Peru. He draws it using graphite. Stella Atencio currently lives in Lima y Callao, a city he draws using colored pens. He considers it unjust and corrupt and profoundly hates it. He is considering moving to another city, Abercitloyu, which he draws using colored pencils. With us today, we have Rocio Mata. Hi, Rocio, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you for having me here.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a curator.
Actually, I am a cultural anthropologist. I am not in the art world. I studied my undergrad at Peru, and I did my PhD, as you mentioned, at University of California, Davis. And as part of my doctorate research, I conducted fieldwork in a psychiatric hospital in Lima, Peru, in the Hospital Victor Larco Herrera, which is the biggest and oldest psychiatric hospital in Peru. And I remember one day that I was walking distracted, doctor who I had interviewed grabbed me by the arm and told me, "I have to introduce you the most amazing patient I ever had. He does wonderful drawings about the worlds he can only perceive. And he's not only a great artist, but a beautiful human being. He only has a flaw. When he starts talking about his world, he does not stop." So he introduced me to this person and we met an appointment. A week later, we walked over a cafeteria, just informally. And I saw this person like bend down and moving his hands towards some pigeons that were in the path. And while he did this, he explained to me that he was doing that to prevent the birds from being scared away with our steps. So when before getting to the cafeteria, we have to go through a very narrow staircase. And this person advised me to grab him by the shoulders, even if he doesn't like to be touched, grab him by the shoulders to prevent me from falling. I thought that indeed he was a really nice and kind person, as his psychiatrist told me. Well, to this first meeting, he brought 6 sketchbooks in a plastic bag. And he opened the sketchbooks, and these were the type of sketchbooks that children use in primary school. And he began showing me drawings and telling me stories about the drawings. These first meetings set a little bit the dynamic of our next meetings. He always brought a few sketchbooks, no more than 4 or 6. He told me stories about the drawings, and this way, we met weekly for over 2 years. During these meetings, I realized he was telling me stories about 3 cities that you just mentioned, Huancanova, Albarquitloyu, and Lime Callao, which are the cities featured in the exhibit Visible Cities.
Who is involved in the exhibition, and what is his education and backstory?
Carlo Franco Stella Tencio is a person, as you mentioned, diagnosed with schizophrenia. His psychiatrist told me that he has a rare type of childhood schizophrenia. And unfortunately, in Peru, there are not specialized schools for children with disabilities. And the regular school system is not inclusive of these persons. He only studied until the 3rd grade of primary school. So basically, he didn't go to art school. He's a self-taught artist.
What is the current medium of Stella Atencio's work, and what does he use in this exhibition?
Well, Carlo basically draws. He draws with color pencil, with charcoal and color pens. He uses particular drawing style that he has created for each of the cities in the exhibition. For example, for the city from the past, which is Huancanova, he uses charcoal. From Lime Callao, which is the city of the present, he used color pens. And for the city he plans to build in the future, Albarquitloyu, he used color pencils. You have to come to the exhibit and see his particular drawing styles that he uses for each city.
How many drawings has Stella Atencio done, and where do they hang around the world?
So he's a very prolific artist. He has done over 10,000 drawings. Most of them are in his house in Peru. His mother carefully keep his drawings. He storage his drawings. Art galleries from Europe and North America have some of his drawings. After his work got some visibility, art galleries had a very predatory behavior with Stella Atencio. They tried to pay the minimum and get a big profit out of his drawings. At one point, to give you an example, at one point, one of these galleries bought 40 drawings for around $20 each. This gallery sold each drawing over 1,000 euros. So this was an extremely unfair deal. And the idea of presenting the artwork of Stella Atencio at Oboro, which is an organization run by artists, is to find alternative venues to the outsider art or art brute circuits that have tried to exploit the work of Stella Atencio.
Stella Atencio lives in Lima y Callao, whose politics he considers to be unjust and corrupt. Tell us about the politics in his home and why Atencio hates it.
So as I said before, Stella Atencio has highly altruistic principles. And Lime Callao, it's a city from South America that faces all the the problems that we can find in post-colonial society. So there is a lot of corruption, there is a lot of robbery and exploitation. There is, these societies are very hierarchical, so the classes, the social classes are very differentiated in terms of access to resources, in terms of access to services. So this is something he hated, and he's very critical about it. This is something he shows in his drawings. Apart from that, in Lima and Callao live the voices that tormented him, that are his enemies. So he has a diagnosis of schizophrenia, so he has auditory hallucinations. I am using the medical vocabulary to be a little bit more clear. These are not the terms he used or I, as an anthropology, use, but he hears voices. So, and this, he has named these voices. These are his enemies. He has like extensive descriptions about these enemies. These enemies are part of Lima and Callao. So this is something that he also doesn't like about this city.
Stella Atencio underwent psychiatric hospitalization at the tender age of 23. How did this influence Atencio's work and career?
Stella Atencio did not follow a straightforward career path. He is not a conventional artist. As I said, he is a self-taught artist. This definitely has a big impact in his artistic career, but something interesting that happened in the psychiatric hospital is that he learned an old tradition of art therapy that was created in Peru in the 1920s, which name is technotherapy. So this tradition of art therapy is non-confrontational, and what basically technotherapia does to patient is that the health practitioner that is in charge of running the technotherapy session try to convince persons diagnosed with schizophrenia, like Stella Atencio, to portray in drawing or painting the worlds that they only can perceive, that they don't share conventionally with other people. So this way, the person in charge of running the technotherapy session design with the patient behavioral strategies to confront the elements in these worlds that inflict suffering in the life of these persons. This is a treatment that is revolutionary for many reasons, because it was created in Peru 20 years before art therapy became mainstream in Europe and North America in the 1920s, and it does not have a confrontational approach to patient delusions or hallucinations like most psychiatric treatments have. And the other interesting part of technotherapy is that patients, once they learn the principles, they can implement therapy on their own. So this is what Stella Atencio have been doing with part of his drawing, and this is something that we also show in the exhibit.
What are Stella Atencio's plans in the art world for the next year?
He will keep drawing. Something to keep in mind about Stella Atencio is that for him, drawing is not only producing art, it's not only doing art, but a way of being in this world. Drawing is a tool to fight the voices that torment him. Drawing is a way to build the future. And through drawing, he solved the social problems of Lima and Callao too. So for him, drawing is an integral part of his life. So I'm sure he's gonna keep drawing. But apart from that, I am collaborating with him in a book in which I will basically write from a more anthropological perspective about our relationship. This book is gonna be a sort of a catalog in which I also want to share how I use anthropology to navigate the worlds of a person like Carlo. I play with the idea on how Carlo intuitively uses anthropology to describe and share the worlds that he can only perceive with others. through drawing. So this will be an explan. This book that is a sort of anthropological catalog that is going to be a collaboration between.
Here. If our listeners want more information or to buy tickets to see the exhibition, where should they go?
They should go to Ogoro. Ogoro, it's an organization that has a gallery that is open from 12 to 5, from Tuesday to Wednesday.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thanks to you for giving me this space to share my experience as a curator of Carlo Franco Stella Atencio exhibit. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Rocio Mata speaking about Stella Atencio. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. Garrett Neils is realizing the depth that comes with maturity. The Winnipeg, Manitoba pop artist picked up the guitar as a way to connect, and despite some time off for school and other pursuits, has been working on that dream ever since. With us today, we have Garrett Neils. Hi, Garrett, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having me on.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Sure. So my story kind of starts back in Winnipeg here. So I'm an artist in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And like a lot of us, started playing guitar and singing at a young age and got into doing little shows and high school parties and, you know, playing guitar at parties to try and meet girls and everything. But I was always more into competitive sports at the time and actually headed out west to Victoria, to the University of Victoria to play competitive golf. Unfortunately, I had a bad wrist injury, came back to Winnipeg and got heavy back into the music, started playing cover shows around town here. And 10 years later, it's led me to kind of this new journey as an artist and starting to release music.
Who are your bandmates? Who do you produce with? And what does everyone play or do?
So I'm a solo artist. And with my first two singles, I worked with a producer here named Tyler Del Pino. With my latest single coming out in May, I've been working with a guy named Jackson Martin, two very talented producers here in Winnipeg.
You have a new single called No Sleep Mania. What is the story behind this song?
Sure. So No Sleep Mania kind of goes back to a relationship that I was in at the start of COVID. And it was an interesting time because being a musician, kind of life as I knew it, as it had kind of stopped with shows coming to a halt and the ability to, you know, record and be in studio was very tough at the time. And with her, she was an event planner and everything also kind of came to a stop there. So we had this new relationship that was bringing, you know, a lot of euphoria and great feelings into our lives. But then we were also dealing with the difficulties of putting everything else on pause. So No Sleep Mania kind of touches on the bizarre nature of being confined to our home and spending so much time with that person and also trying to navigate through the difficulties that the pandemic was bringing to our lives.
How would you describe how No Sleep Mania sounds?
So with No Sleep Mania, we decided to go with a lot of modern hip hop and trap elements in the verses. And we were kind of looking for The Weeknd meets a little bit of Travis Scott for inspiration, when we kind of stumbled across a lot of new modern pop rock sounds that were also using these trap elements. And I've always been, you know, pop rock is my main genre. So we were able to keep that pop rock type chorus with the anthemic sing-along, you know, melodies and everything, and then incorporate a little bit of the hip hop sounds into the verses.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yeah, let's give it a spin.
This is No Sleep Mania on the Wednesday Morning After.
No sleep, lying tangled in your bed sheets. Electric fingertips exploring, just setting fires in the night. We left that window open. Your neighbors probably pissed you wearing nothing. But those flowers on your wrist and baby, you move so close, it's like you hold my body captive. You say you're feeling things you never could imagine. 6 hours or 3 days, don't know how long I've stayed. No place I'd rather be. Because your bedroom walls are holding me hostage. 10 floors up in your downtown apartment. Make me delirious, give me hysteria. You got me living in this no sleep mania. Hallucinations taking over my feels just like I'm blacking out as you take us crashing to the ground. You light it up so I can watch all your expressions as every inch of you becomes my next obsession. Just stay here on the floor, let your records play some more. No place I'd rather be. Because your bedroom walls are holding me hostage. 10 floors up in your downtown apartment. Make me delirious, give me hysteria. You got me living in this no sleep mania. Hallucinations taking over my hostage. 10 floors up in your downtown apartment. Make me delirious, give me hysteria. You got me living in this no sleep mania. Hallucinations taking over my
What are your plans to tour this year?
So this year I'm doing a few single release parties here in Winnipeg, as well as a couple shows in Toronto. And then once we kind of get through to the October, November portion of the year, I'm actually going to be putting on an EP release party at the Park Theater here in Winnipeg, which is one of the bigger music venues. And then we're going to be looking at a Cross Canada tour following that.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Stumbling Home on CKUT.
I'm overconfident, and I don't always see the consequence. My ego gets all, think I know it all, but you predict the fall just like you do every time. And you pull me from my vices that give me bad advice, and I know that, yes I know that, that you deserve much better. I keep trying to get there, but I stumble, yeah I stumble. And you say sometimes you're just a stranger in disguise I don't recognize, but baby, well I know I can't keep loving you with my eyes closed. I will hold back an accessory, and I'll play with it so easily. I screw up, I get high, I get so out of line, but I'll be stumbling home to you every damn time. Sometimes I think only thing more stubborn than me is your loyalty, and you always know the right punch to throw to make a man of me. So look me in the eyes, get me down to size, make me realize that I take your love for granted and live on second chances. You know that, but you know that, that I'll be running like a bandit, won't leave you empty-handed, back to you every time. And you say sometimes you're just a stranger in disguise I don't recognize, but baby, well I know I can't keep loving you with my eyes closed. I wear your heart. Well, I know I can't keep loving you with my eyes closed. I wear your heart like an accessory, and I play with it so easily. Oh, I screw up, I get high, I get so out of line, but I stumble home to you every damn time.
If our listeners want more information or to buy your music, where should they go?
You can find me on Instagram at garrettneelis.music. And also the songs are on all major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer. So just search up Garrett Neelis, and I'd love for you to follow along on this journey with me.
Thank you for your interview today.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Sheila, for having me on.
You've been listening to Garrett Neelis speaking about his new single, No Sleep Mania. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun comes. cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning. Had the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon and eggs.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you, on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
This is Democracy Now!
Зараз вже можна констатувати, що російські війська.
We can now say that Russian forces have started the battle of the Donbass, for which they have long prepared. A very large part of the Russian army is now focused on this offensive.
Russia has launched a major offensive to seize the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine while launching missile strikes across Ukraine, including the western city of Lviv, where 7 civilians died Monday. We'll go to Ukraine for the latest. Then we look at Egypt's sweeping crack.